Always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. Former President Donald Trump held court at a packed Madison Square Garden here in New York during a more than seven-hour rally. He set his sights on his Democratic opponent, Kamala Harris.
She's unfit for office. Everyone knows it. No one respects her. No one trusts her. No one takes her seriously. Everyone knows she is a very low IQ individual.
The moment that stuck from comedian Tony Hinchcliffe, who warmed up the crowd.
There's literally a floating island of garbage in the middle of the ocean right now. Yeah, I think it's called Puerto Rico.
Trump's campaign says the jokes were not reviewed beforehand and don't reflect the former president's views. Vice President Harris rallied supporters in Philadelphia.
So, Philly, I've got a question for you. Are you ready to do this? Are we going to do this? Yes. Are we ready to vote? Are we ready to win?
Former President Obama and Bruce Springsteen host a rally and concert on behalf of Harris at Temple University later today. Tomorrow night, the VP is set to give what her campaign calls her major closing argument speech to thousands of supporters on the Ellipse in Washington, the same spot where Mr. Trump spoke just hours before the attack on the U.S. Capitol. This is sentencing day for a Hollywood actor for his part in the insurrection. CBS's Scott McFarlane.
In what is now the largest criminal prosecution in U.S. history, there are now nearly 1,500 January 6 defendants. Jay Johnston is arguably the most famous, having appeared in Bob's Burgers and Arrested Development. Prosecutors will ask for 18 months in prison for Johnston, saying he was part of that mob that day. Johnston will seek leniency. His defense lawyer says he's lost work over this.
In the Middle East, a new pitch for a pause in Gaza. The BBC's Yolande Nell from Jerusalem.
In an effort to break the deadlock in talks, Egypt has proposed a two-day truce during which four hostages would be freed. The plan also includes the release of some Palestinian prisoners held by Israel, the delivery of desperately needed humanitarian aid to Gaza, and 10 days of negotiations on a permanent ceasefire.
There's been no response from Israel or Hamas. It's getting more and more expensive for working parents to get care for their little ones. Bankrate's Alex Gailey.
On average, full-time center-based infant care costs around $14,000 annually per child in the U.S., which translates to almost $1,200 per month.
Most expensive states, New Mexico, Hawaii, and New York, the least South and North Dakotas and Utah. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. The final run-up features a rally in Racine. Senator J.D. Vance will speak to supporters tonight at Memorial Hall about a week after his Democratic rival did the same. The address is set for 5:30 tonight, and there will once again be impacts downtown. The Racine Library will close at 3:30, with the parking lot and walkway surrounding the area closed starting in the afternoon. Early voting continues. There's more about how to vote at civicmedia.us/vote. A domestic dispute in Racine escalated early yesterday when a car crashed into a house, triggering a gas leak and forcing evacuations in a neighborhood. It happened at around 3 a.m. yesterday, and it was reportedly caused when a male passenger grabbed the steering wheel during an argument with a female driver that sent the vehicle off the road. Despite the severity of that Spring Street crash, no injuries were reported. The male passenger now faces charges of recklessly endangering safety and disorderly conduct. Number four is trying to help Trump. Lisa Hale has more.
Packer legend Brett Favre is scheduled to speak at a rally for former President Donald J. Trump in Green Bay Wednesday, October 30th. The rally will be at the Rush Center. Trump is scheduled to address the crowd at 6 p.m. The former president will rally at the Pfizer Forum in Milwaukee on November 1st. Both parties are courting voters in Wisconsin, where polls show Trump and his opponent, Kamala Harris, virtually tied.
Kids asking for candy will continue this week. A number of local communities did trick-or-treating yesterday, with more scheduled for Halloween Day. You might see ghouls and goblins at Gateway Wednesday. They're hosting a trunk-or-treat event in the parking lot of their Kenosha campus Wednesday evening. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
Sure, it's election season, But there are some things that all of us should still be able to agree on. Like this. Elections in Wisconsin should be decided by the citizens of Wisconsin. But our democracy is under threat from radical groups that are fighting to keep the door open for illegal immigrants and non-citizens voting. Your Republican state legislators passed an amendment that would make sure only citizens get to vote. But a network of radical groups and special interests are fighting against it. Groups that support mass amnesty for illegal immigrants, abolishing ICE and funding sanctuary cities, outright socialists, all working together to keep the door open to non-citizens voting in our elections. Wisconsin, we need to protect our elections. Vote yes on the referendum and support Republican candidates for state Senate and state assembly who are fighting to protect your vote. The Republican Party of Wisconsin paid for and is responsible for the content of this advertising.
Another walk-off win for Green Bay. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Packers kicked a field goal as time expired to beat the Jaguars in Jacksonville 30-27. Backup quarterback Malik Willis played most of the second half after Jordan Love left with a groin injury. Matt LaFleur asked if he knew how severe was Love's injury.
I do not. No idea. But obviously, high level of concern anytime a guy is in there, and he did it early in that first drive, and I think everybody could see him struggling.
Up next, the Packers host the Lions, who beat the Titans 52-14 in Detroit. College football, the Wisconsin Badgers turned their attention to playing the Iowa Hawkeyes Saturday night. Wisconsin now 5-3 after losing to undefeated Penn State 28-13. NBA, the Bucks in Boston tonight after losing to the Brooklyn Nets 115-102. Giannis says they simply need to play better.
We got to keep coming together as a team, keep on taking care of the ball, keep on being aggressive, find ways to play faster. I think we're playing, we are too stagnant.
That's the Bucks, Giannis Antetokounmpo. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Partly to mostly cloudy today, our high right around 65 this afternoon. A few scattered showers, maybe a thundershower tonight, low of 58. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, windy 79. We will cool down with scattered rain possible again by later this week. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 42.
A lot of movies I see, it doesn't seem like they care if we can even follow the plot. I'm the kind of guy, I have a lot of trouble with these movies like Jason Bourne, Mission Impossible. I'm the guy you always see in the parking lot after the movie, talking with his friends, going, oh, you mean that was the same guy from the beginning? Oh, that's why after he stole the money, he had the fake nose and the beard, and then he didn't. Oh! Did you enjoy the movie? Yes, I'm enjoying it here in the parking lot. But in there, I didn't know what the hell was going on. Nobody will explain anything to you in a movie theater once you get confused. What is happening now? Just pay attention. Why did they kill that guy? I thought he was with them. They had to. Would you just watch the movie? I am watching the movie. I don't understand anything. You know as much as I do. I know nothing. Is this a space movie? Is it a Western? I am lost in this movie. I hate this movie. And I hate you too.
Wendy has stormy eyes. Associates.
The Association, where was the sound there for a second? The Association, and it's Monday. Association of Windy at WRJN Local News in Tamla says, where am I? Hey, guess what we've got this morning? We're giving away tickets to Pure Soul coming November 8th to Memorial Hall. Also, we're giving away tickets to see Little Women at the Racine Theater Guild. Wow, that's all morning long right here at WRJN. I'm Don Rosen. I want to thank you for joining me today. Got partly sunny weather today with a high near 63. A chance of showers and thunderstorms tonight, lows 59. Sunshine tomorrow with a high near 77. Right now, clear, 45 degrees right here at Radio Park. With more local news and timeless sets from Jackie to Shannon.
Think of your fellow man, lend him a helping hand. It's getting late. Oh, please don't hesitate. Put a little love in your heart, and the world will be a better place. And the world will be a better place for you and me. You just wait and see. Another day goes by. Children cry. Put a little love in your heart. If we want the world to know, we won't let hatred grow. Put a little love in your heart, and the world will be a better place. All the world will be a better place for you and me. You just wait. Look around, and if you're looking down, put a little love in your heart. I hope when you decide, kindness will be your guide. Put a little love in your heart, and the world will be a better place. And the world will be a better place for you and me. You just wait.
Shannon, a little love in your heart. Hey, coming up, we've got Denise Lockwood at the bottom of the hour. She's from the founder of Racine County Eye, and we'll be talking to Denise. Got a whole slew of topics to talk about with her. Some personal, yeah. Her parents finally got a move to Florida. We talked about this last time she was here. We'll find out how they're doing down in the Sunshine State. Plus a lot of obviously, the bigger news stories of the day. Of course, Denise, that's probably one of the biggest news stories. But we'll have more coming up. 6:15 WRJN. Oh, yeah. Summer's never over as long as you can play the Beach Boys, huh? Looking for partly sunny weather today with a high near 63, clear and 45 at Radio Park. Coming up in a moment, your chance to win tickets to Pure Soul at Memorial Hall, November 8th. But first...
Well, she got her daddy's car and she cruised through the hamburger stand now. Seems she forgot all about the library like she told her old man now. And with the radio blasting, goes cruising just as fast as she can now. And she'll have fun, fun, fun till her daddy takes a T-Bird away.
Fun, fun, fun till her daddy takes a T-Bird away.
Well, when the girls can't stand her cause she walks, looks and cries like an ace. She makes the Indy 500 look like a Roman chariot race.
Look like an ace, now you look like an ace.
A lot of guys try to catch her, but she leads them on a wild goose chase.
Drive like an ace, now you drive like an ace.
She'll have fun, 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 till her daddy takes a T-Bird away.
Fun, 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 till her daddy takes a T-Bird away.
since he took your set of keys. You've been thinking that your fun is all through.
You shouldn't lie now, you shouldn't lie.
But you can come along with me, cause we got a lot of things to do.
You shouldn't lie now, you shouldn't lie.
And we'll have fun,
fun, fun. Now that daddy took the T-Bird away.
Fun, fun, fun. Now that daddy
been a T-Bird. Fun, fun, fun. Now that daddy took the T-Bird away.
Fun, fun, fun. Now that daddy took the T-Bird away.
Yeah, the Beach Boys, fun, fun, fun. Local news, timeless hits, WRJN. A lot of Halloween stuff going on right now, obviously. Some cities had their Halloween yesterday. They're trick-or-treating on the 27th. The rest have it on the 31st. And for actually, one, there's one. I think Norway is running it on November 2nd. You got to take a look. Go to WRJN's Facebook page. We have the complete lineup of everybody's trick-or-treating schedule. Just go to the WRJN Facebook page, and you'll see it listed there. Everything is on there. So check it out. Speaking about Halloween, a poll for Halloween found 57% of Americans believe in ghosts. 49% even felt the presence of a ghost before. 22% of us even believe in vampires, zombies, and werewolves. You know, I was listening to this podcast yesterday. I am Mr. Ballin, and he did three ghost stories on there that are true. You can actually look them up online and see the stories. I was scared listening to these stories because I have no explanation to why what was happening was happening. Hey, guess what? Pure Soul is coming to Memorial Hall. I've got tickets to give away, and it's going to be a solid tribute to the 60s Motown and 70s Soul. It's coming to Memorial Hall Friday, November 8th. You can get your tickets for a night of rhythm and romance online at the events page of festivalpark.com or listen right now and give me a call. You want to go see Pure Soul at Memorial Hall November 8th at 8 o'clock? Give me a call right now at 262-634-9756. 262-634-WRJN. That's 262-634-9756. 262-634-WRJN. And I'll give you a pair of tickets to see Pure Soul at Memorial Hall on November 8th. It should be a nice night of music right here in Racine. You're going to be toe-tapping. I love that phrase, toe-tapping, all night long. All right, one more time. 262-634-9756. 262-634-WRJN. We'll plop down a caller in just a moment here and give away a pair of tickets to Pure Soul at Memorial Hall, November 8th at 8 p.m.
It was the most embarrassing moment of the Senate debate. Eric Hovde didn't know what was in the farm bill.
I'm not an expert on the farm bill.
Really? 1 out of 9 Wisconsinites work in agriculture, but billionaire California banker Eric Hovde couldn't be bothered to learn about the farm bill. Hovde even said, quote, "Why in God's green earth would I know all the details in the farm bill?" The Wisconsin Farm Bureau has endorsed Tammy Baldwin. She's the first statewide Democrat they've endorsed in over 20 years. The Farm Bureau says Tammy Baldwin has been, quote, "a steadfast advocate for Wisconsin agriculture." They cite her work creating the Dairy Business Innovation Act, which is helping farmers across Wisconsin expand and hire new workers. It's a clear choice. Billionaire California banker Eric Hovde, who doesn't give a damn about farmers, or Tammy Baldwin, who's working hard for us.
I'm Tammy Baldwin, running for Senate, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Tammy Baldwin for Senate.
Runnings in Burlington wants to help you gear up for fall. From power tools and holiday decor to get your yard festive, to hunting gear and accessories for traps, bows, and firearms to keep you in the game all season. Plus, throughout November, for every bag of Kalmbach feeds you buy, Runnings will make a donation to Samaritan's Purse to aid hurricane relief efforts. Stay safe and warm as temperatures drop with everything you need for your home and farm. Stop by today, Runnings in Burlington on Milwaukee Avenue. They're your trusted partner for all your home, farm, and outdoor needs.
It's time to get out the truth about Eric Hovde. Hovde made his money the old-fashioned way. He inherited it. How can he relate or make decisions for us? Now he's the CEO of a billion-dollar bank in California and a huge landlord. With people like Eric Hovde, the rich pay less, and we pay the price. I'm not a political person. I'm a mom. I would never vote for a person like Eric Hovde.
Paid for by a Better Wisconsin Together Action, abwt-action.org. Not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee.
Okay, we have a winner. We're going to give Dan a pair of tickets to see Pure Soul coming to Memorial Hall. It'll be a nice night. of music, Motown favorites from the 60s and 70s, and that's coming up on November 8th at 8 p.m. Hey, Dan, congratulations.
Well, thank you.
And what a way to wake up.
Look forward to it.
Yeah, what a way to wake up in the morning. Give you early birds a chance to win some tickets for a change, huh?
Right.
All right, Dan, you enjoy the show. Let us know how it comes out for you, okay?
I appreciate it. Thank you.
Bye-bye now.
Bye.
All right, we got more tickets to give away all this week here at WRJM+. Your chance can be coming up at any moment, so keep listening here at WRJN. Local news, timeless hits, and now...
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Fight Club fans, I'm sure there are still a few out there, will be happy to know that the film is getting a remaster. That's right, you can now watch Tyler Durden wail on himself in 4K. The Hollywood Reporter says the updated film will also get a re-release in November, according to director David Fincher. The 1999 film, starring Edward Norton, Brad Pitt, and Helena Bonham Carter, and put Fincher on the map as a commercially viable directing talent. Fight Club didn't knock the socks off the box office during its initial release, but it has since become a cult classic. Those of you who may experience Yellowstone withdrawal have a new Western to look forward to thanks to Netflix. Territory is a new Australian drama set in the outback. Think Yellowstone with a dash of Crocodile Dundee. According to TheWrap.com, the show has got billionaires, cattle baron rivals, cattle thieves, and old wise indigenous elders. The show stars Robert Taylor and Michael Dorman. Season one will consist of 6 episodes. Happy viewing. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Okay, so your heart broke. You sit around hoping, crying. You say you even thinking about time? Well, before you do anything rash, dig this. Everybody plays the fool sometimes. There's no exception to the rule. Listen, baby, it may be factual, maybe cruel. I ain't lying. Everybody plays the fool. Falling in love is such an easy thing to do, and there's no guarantee that the one you love is gonna love you.
Local news and timeless hits at WRJ with the main ingredient. Everybody plays the fool. Partly sunny today with a high near 63. Don't forget, coming up later today, we've got more tickets to Pure Soul to give away at Memorial Hall and tickets to Little Women at the Racine Theater Guild. Your chance to win could be coming up at any moment. You never know. Right now, here's Sam Cooke, Wonderful World.
Don't know much about history.
Don't know much biology. Don't know much about a science book. Don't know much about the French I took. But I do know that I love you. And I know that if you love me too, what a wonderful world this would be. Don't know much about geography. Don't know much trigonometry. Don't know much about algebra. Don't know what a slide rule is for. But I do know what it one is two. And if this one could be with you, what a wonderful world this would be. Now, I don't claim to be an A student, but I'm trying to be. For maybe by being an A student, baby, I can win your love for me. Don't know much about history. Don't know much biology. Don't know much about a science book. Don't know much about the French I took. But I do know that I love you. And I know that if you love me too, what a wonderful world this would be. La ta 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 ta. History. Yeah, but I do know that I love you. And I know that if you love me too, what a wonderful world this would be.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. The final run-up features a rally in Racine. Senator J.D. Vance will speak to supporters tonight at Memorial Hall about a week after his Democratic rival did the same. The address is set for 5:30 tonight, and there will once again be impacts downtown. The Racine Library will close at 3:30, with the parking lot and walkways surrounding the area closed starting in the afternoon. Early voting continues. There's more about how to vote at civicmedia.us/vote. A domestic dispute in Racine escalated early yesterday when a car crashed into a house, triggering a gas leak and forcing evacuations in a neighborhood. It happened at around 3 a.m. yesterday, and it was reportedly caused when a male passenger grabbed the steering wheel during an argument with a female driver that sent the vehicle off the road. Despite the severity of that Spring Street crash, no injuries were reported. The male passenger now faces charges of recklessly endangering safety and disorderly conduct. Number four is trying to help Trump. Lisa Hale has more.
Packer legend Brett Favre is scheduled to speak at a rally for former President Donald J. Trump in Green Bay Wednesday, October 30th. The rally will be at the Rush Center. Trump is scheduled to address the crowd at 6 p.m. The former president will rally at the Pfizer Forum in Milwaukee on November 1st. Both parties are courting voters in Wisconsin, where polls show Trump and his opponent Kamala Harris virtually tied.
Kids asking for candy will continue this week. A number of local communities did trick-or-treating yesterday, with more scheduled for Halloween Day. You might see ghouls and goblins at Gateway Wednesday. They're hosting a trunk-or-treat event in the parking lot of their Kenosha campus Wednesday evening. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
Wisconsin has a new national FFA officer. I'm Pia Bianchi with a quick update on what's happening in food and farming news on a Monday. And we'll introduce you to this FFA member from East Troy next.
Farmers, let's talk Pioneer brand for seed Enlist corn.
Yes, Coach!
Wow, love the energy. Okay, it clobbers corn rootworms and weeds for higher yields.
Yes, Coach!
And Vorseed Enlist delivers next-generation corn rootworm protection.
Yes, Coach!
Plus powerful, exclusive genetics and flexibility to manage tough weeds.
Yes, Coach!
Now get out there and
grow!
I guess being a Pioneer agronomist is like being a coach.
Start your best year yet at pioneer.com/rootworm.
As the National FFA Convention drew to a close on Friday in Indianapolis, a young woman from East Troy, Wisconsin, assumed her role as the new Central Region National FFA Officer. Her name, Mary Schreiber. She said it wasn't a role that she saw herself playing until late in her high school experience.
I grew up without a lot of agriculture experience, and for a long time I really perceived that as a weakness or something that I should hide. But eventually this agricultural community and this national organization really encouraged me to use that perspective and those experiences to my advantage, because within this organization, every experience and every perspective is valuable. And it took me, I always say, sort of an embarrassingly long time to realize that value in my experiences. And the love I have for this industry is because of the people.
That's Mary Schreiber from East Troy, Wisconsin, the new Central Regional National FFA Officer. You can find out more about how the convention wrapped up in Indianapolis at ffa.org.
At Wiffles Hybrids, we like to speak in metaphors. For example, when it's seed decision time and you're at that fork in the road and time is money, you might want to choose a partner that's a little more underdog, a little more David than Goliath. Because you deserve a family-owned company that marches to the beat of their own drum, whose product lineup and customer service is the whole enchilada, the whole ball of wax, the whole kit and caboodle. Wiffles Hybrids. Plant your independence.
And the Wisconsin Farm Bureau Federation is partnering with the Badger State Sheriff's Association. Their goal? To try to make sure that people recognize the critical issues of mental health in rural communities. According to Brad Olson, president of the Wisconsin Farm Bureau Federation, they hope this partnership will be part of extending their farm neighbors care message to rural areas. They say the partnership will also give county sheriffs a little bit more access to resources for those who may be facing mental health struggles, including farmers, veterans, and children. You can find out more at WFBF.com. That's a look at Food and Fiber News on a Monday. I'm Pam Yonke.
Partly to mostly cloudy today, our high right around 65 this afternoon. A few scattered showers, maybe a thundershower tonight, low of 58. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, windy 79. We will cool down with scattered rain possible again by later this week. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 42.
But I have a newfound respect for doctors, I do. Because when you think about it, unless we're sick, we listen to absolutely nothing doctors tell us. They're like, you should lose weight. Never gonna happen. What else you got? You should exercise. Does eating French fries count? Get out of my office. I don't even listen when I bring my kids to the doctor. The doctor's like, to avoid an infection. I'm like, my wife's like, what'd the doctor say? Don't pick the scab. I don't listen to nerds. The only time I would ever see a doctor is when I bring my kids in. Sometimes I try and horn in on a pediatric appointment. The doctor be like, how's little Mikey doing? Mikey's good. He's good. He's a little worried about this mole I have on my arm. Yeah, I explained to Mikey that I've always had the mole, but Mikey thinks it might have changed colors. Jim, would you like to make an appointment? No, it's Mikey. He just needs a thumbs up or a thumbs down on the mole. I know Mikey doesn't want to play the Hippocratic Oath card, but you have to tell us, don't you?
Don Rosen in the morning. WRJN.
That is so true. Denise Lockwood is here from Racine County Eye, the founder of Racine County Eye. Isn't that true? Don't you try to, when I should bring my mother to the doctor, I try to horn in on that and say, you know, my shoulder's
Yeah. Until you have congestive heart failure and you're like, I think I should probably listen to this guy. You might know a thing or two.
Well, I'll be talking to my mother. I think you should go to the hospital right away. Yeah. But my foot's been hurting me. Before we take her to the hospital, could you look at my ankle? I think it's a little swollen. We always try to do that, horn in on somebody else so we don't have to make an appointment and come back and pay all over again.
Normal people do that, not me.
Actually, my doctor for 20 some odd years, my mother went to him as well here in, it was in Summers. He used to let me do that, horn in on her appointments. And he would, that was it. That's what he did.
Oh, and, wow.
Yeah, so I
double dipping on the old healthcare system. Listen to you.
Double dip those chips. Okay, before we get into all the heavy stuff, we got a lot of heavy stuff to talk to about what's in the news. We have something very important to discuss here.
Very important.
I mean, I don't want to make light of it. I don't want to make fun of it because it's important. Denise's parents moved to Florida, and they're very, very happy. And Denise appears to be upset over this.
My little Denise is crying. My adult Denise is very happy for my mom, my pa, Lockwood. Yeah, you know. But you have to set the context a little better there. Come on, Dad.
That's about the size of what I said.
No. So, I grew up on a farm in Ohio, in Worcester, Ohio. It's about an hour south of Cleveland. And this is where I grew up. This is where little Denise happened, right? And so my parents auctioned. And they just didn't, get a moving van and, load all of their stuff. No, they tossed everything that wasn't really nailed down. And they went in this little, their whole entire 60 years of being together, they put in a little baby U-Haul, right? So they're like, you want this? You want this? You want that? It's yours.
Well, my parents, when they left their home, now they lived in New York their entire lives on the Long Island since 1955. And in 2000, my mother decided we're going to retire to Florida. So she didn't want to bring anything with her. Everything was new in Florida. She literally got rid of every stick of furniture. She threw out my high school diploma.
Oh,
she threw
no.
out my brother's medical books. She threw out my Beatle ticket stubs from the Shea Stadium concert. I went through to see the Beatles, threw those out. My brother calls me, and he said, you better get over here. I'm 1,500 miles away. What do you mean I better get over there? Mom's throwing everything out. She got a huge dumpster in the driveway. Everything's going.
That's what they did. Like literally some of my childhood friends who still live there were narking on my mom and dad. Do you know how big that dumpster was? I'm like,
yeah, the dumpster was bigger than the house.
Yeah.
And mom's throwing, I got my medical books out of there. What's mine? I can't see. It's just, it keeps coming in.
I know. But to be fair, they actually moved during the hurricanes. Helene, the night before Helene came to Florida, my mom, my dad, and my brother-in-law were driving down there.
Well, I'll tell you, my mother did it like the Baltimore Colts when they moved to Indianapolis at 2 o'clock in the morning when nobody was paying attention.
They loaded up the mule. That's a great time to do it. I'm going to have to chalk that up.
They loaded up the mule.
So when I do that,
when the Baltimore Colts moved, they didn't want anybody starting a big fuss in Baltimore.
Honey, if you're listening, this is the way we're going to do it.
Like the Baltimore Colts leaving the Indianapolis. She's throwing everything. And this was my mother's response. And mom, you threw out my high school diploma. If it was that important to you, you would have taken it with you.
Yes.
That's her answer.
Yes.
And she threw out everything. When she got to Florida, everything was new. All new furniture, everything. She brought nothing back from the old house because she just were retiring. 10 years later, she was moving back to me.
Oh, wow.
She moved to an apartment.
Did you do the I told you so?
No, because my father was starting to lose it with Alzheimer's, and my mother just couldn't. I was flying down to Florida every few weeks to deal with this. The one time I got back to the airport here in Milwaukee, I got a call and I booked another flight. I never left the airport.
Yeah,
I had to get back down there again. And then my sister-in-law and my brother were going, and this is, Mom, we can't come down every weekend. This is not like we're next-door neighbors.
Yeah. Well, so one of the things that happened, though, is so my mom and dad, they moved down there. They're like, Helene happened. They're good. They're solid. They're really super happy, right? So a few days later is when they start talking about Milton. And so my mom's on dialysis 3 times a week. So they ended up holing up in this stadium for 5 days. And my dad's probably jonesing for something to do. And they get to the house, their entire area that they live in is all flooded. And I'm not just talking, it's still flooded. The house, literally God must have had a hand in putting a little bubble around Ma and Pa Lockwood land, because
Ma and Pa Lockwood.
The water was literally up to the driveway. the driveway.
I know. My daughter was there. Their water was going right. It actually came under the floorboards in the house.
Yeah.
They don't have basements there. Yeah.
Super grateful, mom and dad. But they sound so happy, though. Like, I think my dad best described his tone of voice is giddy like a girl.
But little Denise isn't happy.
Little Denise is
adult
so
Adult Denise
crying.
Is happy.
I went to call my mom and dad the other day, and I still keep trying my old phone number.
I'm like,
how do I undo this?
When my parents moved from their home, they bought their home. Then we'll talk about something less serious than this. But they bought their home in 1955 for $14,500. My mother was so worried she wouldn't be able to sell the house. She took the first offer for
$250,000. Oh.
The house was sold again for $450,000. It's now on the market for $650,000.
Wow, isn't that crazy?
And they bought it for $14,000. It's Massapequa on Long Island. It's a beautiful community.
Yeah.
And the house is in great shape. My mother kept updating it. And so the house was in great shape. Little Donald didn't care. Little Donald didn't care because, I had a good time there, but I moved on.
Yeah.
And, you know, I'll tell you something. I don't think I mentioned this on the air ever. My brother moved to Chicago to go to medical school, and I moved to Atlanta. The night before I moved to Atlanta, that night, I stayed at there. My wife and I stayed at that house, and because all our stuff was in the moving van going. And my father said, "Don't worry, Donald will be back." And my mother said, "Donald is never coming back. Jeffrey, my brother, will be back." My father said, "Oh, Jeffrey's in Chicago forever. Donald will be back. Don't worry." My mother said again, "He's never coming back." And my mother was right. I never came back.
Yeah. I think one of, and I've kind of like self-psychoanalyzed this a little bit, is that I think one of the hard parts was I left when I was 22. And I moved here. I moved to Racine for love. And
how'd that work out for you?
Well, there's a reason why Mr. X Denise is Mr. X Denise, but you know, it's fine because I got a beautiful, intelligent, capable daughter, and I learned a lot. Let's put it that way. So, but like honestly, that was I thought I would always be able to go back, and I can't.
I know there's always.
But the story has a good ending. You know why? Do you know why little Denise is kind of singing a little? Is because when I was growing up, I square danced. And one of the girls that I used to square dance with, her brother is the one who bought the farm. So
aww.
I can go back and visit.
Oh, look at that. Denise has visiting rights.
I do.
she. What do they call that in the, when you have visiting rights? What's that thing when children, you have... when you get divorced, that's not called visiting rights.
Visitation.
You have visitation.
Yes, I have visitation.
Supervised visitation.
Yeah.
You know, when I moved out of Brown Deer to come to Racine, Brown Deer, Wisconsin, the people who bought my home turned it into a brothel and house of bondage and prostitution.
Oh, my God. Oh, we did talk about that once. Wow.
So I can never go back.
Never go back. Probably frowned on in the Rosenberg house or the Rosen household.
So here's what it is. We're going to talk about less serious topics like politics and everything else coming up and what's going on in Racine and more with Denise Lockwood. Now that we got the important stuff out of the way from Racine County Eye. That's coming up in just a moment here. WRJN 645 local news. Timeless hits. Keep it here.
Just who is Peter Barca? Barca is a career politician we simply can't trust. We can't trust him to protect law enforcement because Barca raised money for an anti-police group that called our officers occupying soldiers. Can't trust Barca on the border either. He voted to support sanctuary cities putting violent criminals before our families. And while fentanyl floods our streets, Barca chose radical politics over our safety. Our veterans can't trust Peter Barca. He voted to cut the benefits they earned and deserve, endangering our families and communities, dishonoring our veterans. We just can't trust a career politician like Peter Barca.
I'm Brian Style. I'm working to support families, stand with law enforcement, and honor our veterans. Families are struggling to afford the things that they need. That's why I'm working to lower costs and stop wasteful spending. I'm Brian Style, and I approve this message because together we will get our country back on track.
Paid for by Style for Wisconsin.
Are you ready to enjoy retirement? How would you like to live in a place dedicated to your comfort while allowing you the freedom to live an active and worry-free lifestyle? Fountain Hills offers condo-style apartments, and their residents enjoy going out for lunches and dinners, grocery shopping, playing cards and bingo with other residents, all while using extra precautions to keep their senior residents safe. To explore becoming a Fountain Hills resident, see FountainHillsApartments.com or call 262-886-9200.
Hospice Alliance's care team includes trained volunteers who share their time and talent to help carry out our mission of providing quality and compassionate care. Our volunteers offer support from companionship and respite time to running errands and office work and so much more. Serving patients and families in Racine, Kenosha, Southern Milwaukee, and Eastern Walworth counties. Learn more about assisting in Hospice Alliance's mission. Visit hospicealliance.org.
A lot can happen in 25 years, especially in the swamps of Washington, D.C. When we first elected her, Tammy Baldwin focused on Wisconsin. But Baldwin changed. Today, she rakes in campaign cash from left-wing groups and does their bidding. Baldwin supports forcing women's domestic violence shelters in Wisconsin to admit biological men, making survivors of domestic violence sleep in the same building as men. She supported puberty blockers and sex change surgeries for minor children in Wisconsin. Baldwin even voted to send stimulus checks to criminals in jail, including the Boston Marathon bomber. We thought we knew Tammy Baldwin, but she's changed. Now it's time for us to make a change. Replace Tammy Baldwin. Senate Leadership Fund paid for and is responsible for the content of this advertising, not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee. www.senateleadershipfund.org.
Talking to Denise Lockwood, founder of Racine County Eye. And let's look at the schedule of what we got here. Racine has become one of the primary centers of national politics. How many people so far running for president or vice president have been in Racine in the past month? I think all of them. Yeah, all of them.
Well, Biden's not running, but Harris has been here. J.D. Vance is going to be here tonight. And then you also had Tim Walz here last week. And then you've definitely had Trump here. We've got the whole checklist. We are ground zero.
Yeah, well, how did Racine get to be ground zero? Why not Madison? Why not?
It's the perfect storm, really. I mean, you've got economic diversity. You've got a really very blatant center of poverty. You've got the middle class. You've got a lot more affluent folks living out west of the eye. You also have agriculture. You have manufacturing. And then you also have Microsoft, right? And so, like, I think when I think about why Racine County has been such a huge focus, it's because of that. You also have a lot of diversity when it comes to Black and brown people. And you've got just all of the mix. We reflect the United States. And so that's what is really drawing people here. But also, we're winnable. We are from both sides, because over the last several presidential races, the margins have been very slim. So Trump won the 2020 election by maybe, I want to say, less than 10% of the vote. Hillary won I'm having one of those not enough coffee moments, Don Rosen.
No, you're thinking about your parents in Florida.
No, it's actually, so like, though Hillary won just by a little bit. And I might be wrong on that. I'm having somebody fact check me, because I'm sure somebody out there is going to anyway. I'm having, you know, one of those not enough coffee moments, but it wasn't by much. And so we are persuadable, but also very politically involved. The last few elections, our participation in the presidential elections is very high. In 2020, our voter turnout rate was super high. I want to say And correct me if I'm wrong, I think it was about 85-90% voter turnout. And so we're in, but this is different. This is very different.
I got to tell you, I just got back from Door County. I have never seen so many yard signs in my entire life.
Yeah.
Than on this trip from Racine all the way up to Door County. It was just, and they were everywhere. Now, the further north I got, the less I recognized some of the secondary names on there. Here, right. You can recognize some of the secondary names. I got up there, and I said, I've never seen so many yard signs before. Even in my own neighborhood. I mean, people are really taking sides in this.
Yeah, and you know, I've noticed in my neighborhood that, you know, that during the 2020 election, in my neighborhood, there were a lot more signs, but there aren't as many now. And I'm wondering if people are either still deciding or they're afraid to put yard signs out. However, oh, I don't either. Like the political yard signs are not ever happening in the Lockwood Davis household. That's just... That is an ongoing, unfortunate beef.
That's a statute. Denise. There's a new statute out there.
And I tell my husband, wear a button. Wear a button. If that's where you feel, wear a button, because I cannot be that person for having political signs in our yard. So that's just one of the caveats of being a journalist.
Yeah, and I don't do it because I don't know how my wife votes. She never tells me. I have no idea who she votes for ever. And the reason she doesn't tell me was because she says if she tells me how she voted and I don't like it, I'll never let her forget it. I'll just stay on her case. She says we avoid all arguments now. We don't get this doesn't, you know, so we just avoid it. I don't tell you.
So you tap out. See that in Lockwood, in Mon Pi Lockwood land, that does not happen because my dad is very much a Republican and my mom is very much a Democrat. And so they have like this little system. They have a thing, right? So yeah, they talk about politics, but very
No, we can't talk about it in my house. No. She doesn't want to. And you know what? I respect that. She doesn't want to hear me ranting and raving. And I do. So I say you're right. No politics in the house. I just don't discuss it with her. Now, when I get on the phone with my brother, we have a great time on the phone.
Oh, I bet.
Yeah, but not my.
Do you have any like difficult relationships like in your family at large or extended family?
Because
I do.
No,
but
they all vote the same way.
We've all kind of like tapped out. We're like, we're going to still like each other at the end of the day, that this isn't worth it. Kind of a thing.
It's worth it.
Yeah. Well, I mean, some families do that. I ran into an acquaintance of mine the other day at a local restaurant, and he was saying that he has a friend who's married and they're going to get divorced after the election. And I'm like, really? How does that happen?
That it's that bad, huh?
Yeah. So, and on Three Mile Road, not far from where I live, there are these two houses, and I'm really wanting to go knock on their door and ask them how they're doing, because one has Trump signs and the other one has Harris wall signs. And so, like, how do you coexist with that? Right? Like, how do you navigate?
I don't have a problem. My neighbors tend to all vote like I do. I think they do anyway. And my immediate family, I think they tend to vote the same way I do. So we don't have any arguments.
Yeah.
But, you know, there are people that I deal with every day that I just want to say to them, why do you feel this way? Why do you want to vote this way? It doesn't matter who you vote for. Why do you feel this way? And 9 out of 10 times I go, you dope. No, I don't.
Yeah. I can tell you, though, that there's a lot of misinformation that is coming through. And it's hard to navigate that, especially on my Racine County I Facebook page. And so it's to the point where I'm now, unfortunately, needing to block a few people because they keep spreading a lot more misinformation than I am going to tolerate. And so we're getting so close to the election. Like, if you're putting information on my Racine County I Facebook page about voter fraud and things along that line, I mean, No. I can't. The 2020 election was not stolen. That's not.
I go to a lot of radio pages and movie pages. Yep. That's just what I am. The political commentary will work its way into those things.
Absolutely. Yeah.
We're talking about, you know, movies from the 50s and 60s, thrillers, and all. It creeps in by, I can't believe you. You know, when the Republicans or the Democrats were in charge, we didn't have movies. What are you talking about?
It's not even that dumb.
I'm talking about Alfred Hitchcock, and you're talking.
It's like stay on topic. We have a really hard time being on topic, you know. One of the things that I've noticed is that there's a lot of people who are just not believing information, basic, like what we would call shared knowledge, right? So, and here's an example. So I'm sitting at the Tim Walz thing, and I'm waiting for everybody to come through, and I just post a photo, and it's just a photo of, you know, empty chairs and the American flag and Memorial Hall, right? And I put this post and I said, hey, we're just waiting for Tim Walz. And I'm hearing that other candidates from the Republican Party are going to be coming next week. And you can't say that Racine's not a national focus for politics. And somebody's like, well, they let the Democrats actually hang the American flag. And then somebody's like, well, that photo's just AI. And I'm like, no, I took the photo. I took the photo.
You know, and, you know,
basic stuff like that. And you can't have good conversations when we do that.
Somebody wrote, one of the comedians said, he said, I'm going to screw it up now. He said something about trying to change people's minds on Facebook. He said, you know, it's really easy to do. We never really, you could change somebody's mind on Facebook. Yeah. You can't do it. I am on no pages on Facebook where it has anything to do with politics. I just don't want to deal with it.
A lot of people are tapping out. You know,
I just don't want to deal with it because I can't deal with the arguments and I don't want to deal with it.
I get it. I get it because it's hard even for me as a journalist and the owner of a news website to do this work as well. And it's kind of sometimes, I'm not going to lie, it's sometimes soul-sucking stuff. But I feel really, really passionate about doing this work primarily because nobody else is going to do a lot of the things that we're doing because of the current status of legacy media, right? So, you know, you've got a newspaper in town that now has only a handful of people. And
what happened over there? It's just the fact that newspapers nationwide.
I mean, there's,
except the New York Times and the Washington Post.
Do you know why that is? Is because they fund journalism through gaming, like that one word puzzle that everybody does. The New York Times owns that.
Oh, the crossword puzzle.
Yeah. It's not the crossword.
Not
puzzle.
Jumble.
No. What's the other one? The
Wordle.
The Wordle. The New York Times that. I was at a professional conference, and the guy that was with the New York Times was saying that's how they're funding a lot of their journalism is through gaming. That's where we are,
folks, you're telling me if the Journal Times came up with a good game like Wordle?
Yeah. I mean, you know, but I mean, that's a whole nother subject. And I really try to stay in my own lane because I really just know what I want to make sure the community has. And it's hard. It's hard to fund journalism right now, especially with the fact that, you know,
to fund journalism.
Yeah, I'm trying to find it. But, you know, it's one of those things that we've had a lot of success with our reader revenue, and we can kind of get into the weeds on that, and I don't want to go there completely. But, you know, it's one of those things where people are starting to understand that they need to have really strong information. But one thing that should scare you is that we now